Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. Have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
Welcome to Rescue Radio here on the Mark Breslin Show, part of the Crusade Channel, or on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. That's right, we're on a rescue mission, folks. The Black Hawk is down. We now have to rescue. We can no longer think about getting the Black Hawk back in the air. We are on a rescue mission. We are trying to rescue those who still have the Matrix cable plugged squarely in the back of their heads. But be prepared. They are going to fight. They are not going to want to unplug the Matrix cable in the back of their head. They are programmed to believe that all solutions must be national in origin, and that the solution to the problems we face lie in Washington, D.C., and just we have to recognize that's where the average person begins their day. The average person that's even paying attention politically. They have been taught their entire lives that the Constitution matters. They have been taught their entire lives to pledge allegiance to the state. And they are fed daily, even through venues like mainstream conservative talk radio, that this is a right-left battle, and that the left is always wrong and the right is always right. And so with that Matrix cable being plugged in the back of their head, we need to understand that we are trying to rescue these people. We're not trying to condemn them. We're not trying to mock them, ridicule them. We are trying to rescue them. We are on a rescue mission. That is what the Mark Breslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, is about. And you are part of the rescue force. And I don't even kid around about that, folks. The Black Hawk is down. The culture is down. It is not going down. Stop thinking the culture is crashing, ING. Because when you refer to it that way, there's always a little glimmer of hope that maybe we can still stop the culture from crashing. Maybe we can stop the economy from crashing. Folks, we are well past that time. This is not like this happened yesterday with Black Lives Matters. Black Lives Matters is just a symptom of a culture that crashed a very long time ago. We are merely suffering the consequences of it now. But on a tactical rescue mission, if you watch the Black Hawk Down movie and you saw them preparing to go in and rescue the two pilots and there were SEALs that were on board that chopper that went down. They didn't say, hey, somebody go get a new rotor. Let's see if we can put a new rotor on that and fly that baby out. No, as they prepared to rescue those four, or attempt to rescue those four, as we know, they didn't get them all. They didn't maneuver around in Mogadishu looking for a rotor. Let's see if we can fly this baby back out. Let's see if we can restore the rotor. That's it. That just like, let's restore the Constitution, let's restore the rotor, and we'll fly that baby right out, and everything will be just hunky-dory. We'll go back to base and fry some burgers. No, they understood that the chopper was down, and they had to rescue. So what does that look like for us? The culture is down. There is no rotor to put back on this thing and fly it out. It has collapsed for a whole host of reasons. The degradation of man began back in the 60s with the assault on prayer. Now, whether or not schools should be praying is a whole separate issue. But there was an intentional effort to begin the process of dismissing what had been loosely held together ideas about religion. And then we assault life in the 70s with the slaughter, the 7 of 9 politically connected attorneys in black robes deciding that the Constitution permitted the wholesale slaughter of now over 56 million babies. Then you get into the Me Generation in the 80s during the vaunted reign of Ronald I. And everything was about me, the great MasterCard commercial during Christmas with a lady buying herself a new who knows how many $1,000 necklace. Why? Because she deserved it. The 80s generation sprung forth and gave us the wonderful Me Generation. What I get is most important. Community no longer matters. What I get is what is important. Give me mines. The breakdown of the family through both government policies and laissez-faire ideas about relationships began to take over. I don't like my wife. I don't like my husband. Well, all I need to do is go down to a courthouse and divorce him or her. I'm tired of the old bag. I'm tired of the lazy bum. I'm out. And often, it was never that dramatic. I just don't like what he did. I don't like what she did, so I'm out. We see the climbing of the divorce rate. We see the lurch forward for material wealth at all costs, including shipping our kids off to government indoctrination camps Monday through Friday, 180 days a year, and then wondering what happened. Folks, you can string this whole thing together. You can go all the way back to 1916, where the wonderful Article 5 of the United States Constitution gave some kind of authorization to Congress to start getting into your income. You can go all the way back to 1791 through 1793 as they considered the Whiskey Rebellion and President, the Moses-like character, George Washington, decided to violate his oath of office, though we're told all the founders were deeply devoted Christians and don't violate oaths, but they did. Folks, there's been a long train of abuses here. Most of them we've committed. We've allowed. So the reason we can say with authority, with convincing authority, that the culture is down today, because the Black Hawk, the culture is down today. It is down. Now we have to figure out alternative solutions. Oh, yeah, I agree with you, Kreslin, the culture is down, but let's get Trump into office. And you know what? There's still a chance we can dump Trump at the convention, Kreslin. We can get Ted Cruz in there. Well, maybe we can't get him in there, but maybe we can get Mitt Romney in there. Kreslin, will you? That's the Black Hawk Down rescue. Mitt. Mitt's going to rescue the culture. Well, at least he's going to slow down the crashing. Well, or something like that. I don't even know. All I know is I'm supposed to go vote Republican. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go vote Republican because that's what Rush tells me to do. That's our best hope. And after all, at the end of the day, like Mike Pence said last night, who introduced Donald Trump, one of the reasons to vote for the good man, Donald Trump, is because Hillary, we can't have Hillary in the White House. So, Kreslin, that's who I'm listening to. I'm not listening to your stupid ideas about some rescue of the culture. I still believe we're crashing. We're in the process of crashing, and maybe we can fix the rotor on the back of the helicopter and fly this baby away, get right back to those days during the Reagan years when the culture was just great and we were buying brand new necklaces on our MasterCards. That's where we want to head back to, Kreslins. We're going to fly this culture right out of here. You just watch. You watch when we stop Hillary and we get the Mitster in there or some other guy. If it's not Mitt, it's some Republican is going to save the day, Kreslins. We don't know who it is. There's still a chance we can dump the Trumpster. We can dump him. We can get him out of there. Folks, there's a reason why the culture is down. I just listed a few of them. No-fault divorce. Divorce for any reason. You know, one of the most amazing things that my wife and I would talk to couples in crisis when we were involved in ministry, rescuing marriages in crisis, we would sit across from these two people who years before could not imagine being apart from each other. They were so in love with each other, they would write notes to each other and call each other. They couldn't wait to see each other the next time. And then a few years later, they can't stand being around each other. Mystifying. But we made it easy in our wonderful Judeo-Christian culture. We made it easy to pull the plug. No fault divorce. Nobody's at fault here. Just, yeah, if you want a divorce and you don't like her anymore, don't work on trying to figure out how to love her again. No, just pull the plug and get out. Yeah, I know I make a lot of people mad when I say this stuff. Heck, I make a lot of people mad when I say this stuff at church. I've never in my years of ministry understood why Christians divorce. With the exception of somebody who's going haywire and starting to beat up somebody. But I know that's not popular talk. Let's get back on to talking about MasterCard and how I can get me a new necklace, or how I can get that European vacation or that promotion at work, or the third car, the second house, or an evening at Olive Garden or Regal Cinemas. Oh, Kreslins, you're just being too hard now. You just don't understand. How hard life is. We live in America. Come on. How hard is life here? How about the people in the in Africa today that are trying to make it the day? Just trying to live today. Maybe sometimes we need a little bit of perspective on things. How about the people in the Middle East that are trying to not get their heads cut off by a bunch of nutcases over there? How about the Chinese Christians that have to worry about what they say? How about the new apparent threat that I'm trying to verify, that good old Vlad over there in Russia is starting to lock down on Christianity over there? I'm going to verify that. I just got a note yesterday about this. But nothing surprises me. So if the Vlad is starting his march towards crushing Christianity again, well, you know, how about those people? I would suspect they're under a little bit more threat than we are here. When our big decision is, do we go to Olive Garden or Outback Steakhouse? So there's reasons why a culture melts down, folks. It's never just one thing. It's always a combination of things. Destroy the family, undermine the family, undermine the father in the family. Yeah, make him just a breadwinner. That's worked out real well, hasn't it, ladies? Yeah, let's mock and ridicule the guy. What was that? There was a stupid show on years ago, and I can't remember the name of it. But, Al something. Al, I can't remember. But anyways, the guy was a bumbling fool. Excuse me. I watched the show a couple times just because I need to pay attention. Al Bundy, that's it. And he was just a bumbling idiot father, could barely, you know, get out of bed capably. And so it wasn't just his show. It was TV commercials, everything. Let's make dad the big dummy. Dad is good for one thing and one thing only. He's good to bring in the bacon. Nowadays, he's not even good for that anymore. Now we've got Tide commercials out there. Extolling the virtues of dad staying home and washing the clothes and taking care of the kids. the order is out of whack. And we have a culture that promotes an out of whack order. It doesn't recognize any order. But there's been a deliberate effort to disrupt the order. Deliberate. It's been intentional. Some would say its origins are in Hades, hell. Some would say the origins are just in fallen man. Some would say it is a hybrid between the two. We won't know for certain. But obviously anything that undermines God's intent on the world would be from someplace other than heaven. We've mocked and ridiculed Christianity. Sometimes we've brought that on ourselves. Let's be honest, folks. Those of us in the Protestant lineage bear some of this burden of contributing to the meltdown of our culture. How? You got Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland. Go type in Kenneth Copeland and look at the house he lives in. Look at that Gulfstream, I think it is, or a Learjet that he flies around on. Creflo Dollar down there in Georgia. You want to see why Christianity is mocked? Go watch some of those shows. You know, Trent and I watched some of those shows for entertainment purposes. We watched Rod Parsley last night. Oh, Rod, boy, he knows how to squint them eyes. Amen, brother, amen. I'm not afraid to call these guys out. Years ago, it was not hard to call out a charlatan. Well, from the Protestant angle, friends, we've contributed to a good deal of this degradation of Christianity in hashtag the American Union, because there are videos out there showing old Benny Hinn slaying a few hundred people in an auditorium in the spirit. And they're going down and they're standing up. They're going down and they're standing up. Yeah, think about the average person that watches that in this hyper-cynical world, where, of course, there's no biblical instruction on any of this, but who cares what the Bible says? Yeah, we claim as Christians, as Protestants, that the Bible is the final authority in matters of faith and practice, but yeah, I'm sure there's somewhere in there about slaying people in the spirit and watching whole stadiums of people get knocked down on the floor and writhe around on the floor. I'm sure that's real attractive to people who just tune in accidentally. Oh, give me some of that. Or how about the prosperity gospel out there? How about that guy? Yeah, if you sow a seed for $30, as Rod Parsley told us last night, or $60, or if you even could sow a seed for $100, you just sit back and watch God open that MasterCard from heaven. My gosh, he's going to pour money into your bank account like you have never seen, but you got to sow that seed first. You got to sow. You don't reap unless you sow. So we just happen to be here to take that sowing. Now, don't look into my lifestyle and don't worry about the 8,000 square foot home I own with a private jet to fly around. Don't pay attention to that. We're American Christians here. We're about prosperity. God wants us to have that. Gosh, folks. We have brought this condemnation on ourselves. And I don't feel sad for those people in that audience who are dumb enough to cough up $30. If you think Jesus is a genie in a lantern, and all you do is rub that lantern, and out pops the servant Jesus, and he just gives you what you want, well, you deserve what you get. If that's who you believe Jesus is. Kreslin, stop telling me the prosperity gospel's wrong. I'm sowing seeds over here. I sent my check. Well, I feel I have no concern for you. I don't feel bad for you. You got fleeced. There's a movie people should watch out there called Elmer Gantry. It's a great movie. It's about a charlatan preacher who figured out how to tap into vulnerable, quote-unquote, Christians. Get them to cough up some dough. Part of the cultural decline, part of the cult decline, part of the cultural crash. See, I gotta fix my own terms here. Is directly related to Christians. How about the call for Christians in a community to care for the widows and the orphans? Creslins, we cannot be worried about the widows and the orphans. We've got mega churches to build. We are planning a $37 million expansion of our campus down here. Don't you understand that that's what's important? Yes, we know that we could take some time out and care for those less fortunate in our community, but let them come to us and we'll see if we can help them. We wonder why Christianity is not taken all that seriously in America, hashtag the American Union. We are a self-centered culture who is now eating itself alive. You want to understand Dallas and all the other things going on around the country as we watch racial tensions grow? As we watch a little boy lay over the casket of his father yesterday, who went to work as a police officer in Dallas thinking he'd complete his shift, come home and have pizza with the family, and instead was shot by a maniac, an evil maniac. You want to see what happens to a system of government when a racial divider like Barack Obama gets a hold of it? But it's not just Barack Obama, it's this guy too. You'll recognize the voice.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
How about that? You know that voice. George the First. We've got a racial divider who has found his way into the White House. We have had globalists who have been hell-bent on creating a new world order. Folks, there's about 100 reasons, maybe 1,000 reasons, who knows, why the Black Hawk down is down. Why the culture is down now. The difficulty we all have is that we feel powerless to do anything about it, right? Isn't that really why you tune in to talk radio? Because you hope that somebody will say something that might give some reason to believe there's better days ahead? Well, what if I came on the radio and told you there are not better days on the head? Well, we're tuning you out, Creslins. You start saying, you know, we take your secession baloney, but if you're going to come on the radio and start saying there are not better days in the head, then we're going to dig Ronald Reagan up and say, and start replaying his speeches about the future is brighter for all of us. We don't want to deal with reality. We want to deal with hope. And I recognize hope is an important part of life, folks. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in a better place that is not here on earth. It is in heaven. I've got the order right in my life. But what if I was to tell you there are not better days ahead? Because in our current configuration, let me assure you, there are not better days ahead. There are not. We were told last week, or three, 4 weeks ago, when Brexit occurred, oh, you just watch now, Kresland. Your stupid secession ideas worked. They seceded over there. Now we're going to all suffer because of your stupid ideas, and the stock market is going to collapse. We're going to have economic turmoil around the world. Well, wait a minute. Yesterday, didn't the stupid, corrupt stock market set an all-time high? I thought things were going to come to an end. I thought the world was going to spin in the other direction. We would start watching sunrises in the west and watching it set in the east. I thought that's what all the naysayers said would happen. Oh, with Brexit, with the United Kingdom leaving the European Union, the whole world's going to come to an end. Liars. That's all they are, is liars. Stop listening to these guys. We're in economic calamity, but it ain't because Brexit. It's because we got a bunch of fraudulent people. We've got a bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt system of government in Washington, D.C. That's why we're going to have economic collapse, whatever hashtag economic collapse even means. Why do we have 56 million dead babies? Why? Why is that blood on our hands right now? And do not escape the reality that that blood is on our hands. Our hands. I was born before 73. I grew up in this murder generation. I did very little to stop it except march and carry some signs. I'm taking my responsibility. I know I will stand before God and give account for that. When we've always had the power to stop it, at least in some states. Who started that? What entity in hashtag the American Union started the wholesale slaughter of 56 million babies now? Who did that? Come on. Hashtag 7 of 9 politically connected lawyers in black dresses sitting on the Supreme Court. Where is the Supreme Court located? Hashtag evil, corrupt Washington, D.C. is where it is. What did we do about it? Nothing. Oh, we marched and protested, okay. Yeah, we did that well. We sang songs. There's been people praying for 40 years, 43 years now. Been a great strategy to try to end abortion in the nation. Who started it and who refuses to end it? Hashtag the bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt, de facto versus de jure, illegitimate, evil, national, because we all love that word, national government, masquerading as a federal government located in Washington, D.C. That's who started it. And then who hasn't stopped it? The all-powerful we the people. When we've had the power to stop it all along. Uncomfortable truths. You want to deal with a culture that's down? You want to deal with a culture that's in trouble? And Christopher, I think our stream has gone down. Hashtag reset. That's the solution going forward. Hashtag reset. Hashtag accept responsibility. Hashtag taking responsibility. Hashtag doing something other than voting, hoping, and coping. That's how we begin the process of a rescue mission. If the culture is even rescuable, it's going to be getting rid of people like Benny Hinn, Christians holding the prosperity guys to account for their deceptive use of God's holy word. Other Christians holding other supposed Christians to account for that. It's going to take an abandonment of believing the Republican Party is the solution to the mess. When we come back from a break here, I've got some wonderful proof to make the case that it is futile to believe the Republican Party is the solution going forward in any way, shape, or form. I've got the actual legislation we're going to cover when we come back from this break. Actual pieces of legislation that have been introduced in that wonderful bipartisan corrupt Congress. We're going to cover those when we come back from a break here. Folks, I am not interested in just, you know, building an audience to try to dominate, you know, compete in a radio race. I can find better things to do at 5 o'clock in the morning. I am interested in the truth here. Now, the problem is, and the reality is, maybe people just don't, truth doesn't matter anymore. And I think that's another part of the problem. I'm not sure truth does. Why? Because there's always 9 different kinds of truth out there. And whoever, you just get to kind of believe whatever you want to believe. Well, okay, this is what you get. This, what we have today, is what you get when all truth is truth. That's just a nonsensical statement. Think about that for a minute. All truth is truth. Anything that is true is true. But not all truth that you believe to be truth is truth. So, you know, there are solutions. Are there solutions to an imperialistic USA, USA, USA flag waving out there? Are there those kinds of solutions? No, you better abandon those kinds of solutions, actually. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about that a little bit more. Right now, you're listening to the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. We'll be right back.